On this episode of the Board Games and Beer podcast,
Vel and Morgan dive into our happenings of the past several weeks and continuing our ongoing segment on good starter games.
We dive into the calendar and see what might be happening in the board gaming world, including plenty of con talk.
We look at what's in the pipeline, what's ongoing, ending, and what to spend our money on.
We look at the beer of the episode. It might just have scales, rumble loudly, and wheeze fire as I continue to throw Vel under the carriage in our beer game.
We step back into the vault to crawl around in a nostalgic labyrinth.
That and much more on this episode of the Board Games and Beer podcast.
Welcome. You're listening to the Board Games and Beer podcast. Welcome back to the Board Games and Beer podcast, episode 15. I am your host, Vel, and joining me once again is my lovely co-host, Morgan. How are you, Morgan?
I am fantastic. How are you?
No, I'm doing okay. So maybe we ought to kind of tell the folks why we've been on a little bit of a hiatus here really briefly. While we were away, we did have this episode recorded several weeks back, and I'm going to take the blame for this one. I kind of made a recording snafu, and then we kind of had a little bit of a problem trying to get everything back in order, so, and some real life thing hit us and so on, so, you know, we're kind of back, hopefully, on a regular schedule now, and folks, we apologize, but sometimes those things happen. So, anyway, I also want to mention that our theme was conducted by the astonishing Andrew Allen, who can be found at Keys with Soul. So let's do a little quick, if we can, which is probably not going to happen with me, synopsis on what's been happening the last time we spoke as far as games go, Morgan. So why don't we kind of start with you. So what's been kind of happening game-wise?
Acquisition disorder.
Acquisition disorder, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, the disorder where you walk into your favorite friendly local game store, mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you must have all the things.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course. I never suffer from that.
Nonsense.
Yes. Okay. So if that was the case, then what have we acquired? Maybe you could just give one, because you might not need to give everything. It sounds like you've got a lot of them there.
Well, I've had a couple of Kickstarters show up, of course. Okay. And then, as far as recently acquired, I'll list one. Tragedy Looper from Z-Man.
Oh, okay.
Which I haven't gotten to play yet, and I'm so anxious, so anxious to get to the table.
Oh, gotcha. Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So that's about it for you, huh? So anything else of beating to death that's kind of fun to play, or we could maybe go that route if you want?
Beating to death and fun to play. I got to play the new version of Evolution from North Star Games.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've finally got that to the table at Lauren and Jamie's a couple of weeks back.
Right.
I have some design concerns with some of the graphics they used.
Right.
In that I can't tell if I'm getting old. Get off my lawn!
Right.
But some of it's really hard to see.
Right.
But other than that, it's definitely a vast improvement over the original card game.
Right.
Though it is very, very easy to have a runaway winner and have nothing you can do about it.
Oh, okay.
Either. So.
Now, they just kind of redid that now, didn't they? Wasn't that a Kickstarter redo? And so that's
sure
art.
Was.
So that one's art. They've already released it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I had my eyes on that, man. They got that out pretty quickly, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. And the components are ridiculously high quality, too.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
That and Lauren backed Lagoon, so I didn't spend money on it because I was backing like six other things at that point in time. And talk about component quality. That box is very small and weighs like, oof. That box is probably smaller than the box for Settlers of Catan. It's probably just about Samurai Spirit sized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
It weighs as much as a full box of Small World, nearly. That's how thick the cardboard is.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, though. Good game components is always a good thing, I always say.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it'll
last for you, I guess.
So what have you been up to?
You know, I haven't really been doing much, honestly. I've been so stinking busy. I just got back from BlizzCon, so
I think that qualifies as much.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose it is. So I was playing games, but maybe not so much in the board game realm, I suppose. But so that was a blast. But I do kind of have some board game news from that, actually.
Oh?
Yeah, it was kind of cool. And I've kind of got it on a wish list thing. But, you know, getting in there, the store that's in there, the Blizzard store, it was a zoo. I mean, one guy in the guild that I'm in stood in line for 5 hours on Saturday, or was it Friday, to get, it's like,
I thought you were talking like Murlocs and Naga everywhere zoo.
Yeah, no. Well,
okay.
They were,
figured
I suppose,
zoo,
maybe they were running around as well anyway, but I mean, I wasn't going to stand in line for that. But anyway, you know, in our guild hall, people had brought, you know, games and stuff, and I was looking at some of it, and honestly, didn't really get a chance to play, but somebody had something sitting on the table. It was Bang, but it wasn't.
Oh.
But it was a re-theme of Bang, using Heroes of the Storm.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, which is the, you know, the new Blizzard, you know, Dota style, you know, game that's kind of like League of Legends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking at that, and I thought, really cool. It's just basically Bang, but it was completely re-themed. And I was looking at it, and I was like, you know, whose is this? And then finally somebody said, well, I'm not sure who it was. And it took me a while to figure it out. I think it was like the next day. And they go, oh, yeah, they got that in the Blizzard store. And I was like, ah. And then I did finally make it over to the Blizzard store, I think on Saturday, about 8 o'clock or 8:30 or close to 9 o'clock, when there was no line. And for some reason, you know, I was getting some T-shirts and stuff, and I didn't. It just didn't dawn on me to get it. And then yesterday I was actually poking my nose around on the online store, and they do have it, and I bookmarked it. So I'm probably going to get my hands on that just to kind of see what it is, because that's actually a pretty cool game, you know, anyway. But so,
yeah, it looks like places that carry USAopoly products should have it, because right. I just did a fast little Google search there.
Oh,
and,
cool. Yeah.
Lo and behold.
Yeah. I know the Blizz store has it, so I'm going to get my hands on it and test that out and see, you know, how it is. I guess the only other thing, I mean, played a little bit of games, and frankly, I can't remember what it was. I think one of the last things I went to was the our Friday night game thing that we do, the traditional game night, I think is the last time. I think we played like King of Tokyo, and oh, that's what we did too. God, it was an epic game of Tokyo, over an hour. Which,
holy cow.
I've never been in a game of that so long, but we were playing with a couple of new people, and this was actually one of our Thursday night roundtable games. That's one of the ones I remember, you know, playing. And then we played the 8-Minute Kingdom game, or what is it called? I don't know why it's escaping me the name of it. You can't play it in 8 minutes, but it was really fun. Yeah, it was like 8-minute something. I don't know why. It was really fun, though. So I guess I have done a couple things. And then the only other thing I want to mention is
8-Minute Empire?
8-Minute Empire, yes, thank you. Oh, come on.
My Google foo is strong tonight.
Yes, it is. And I'm just slow-working brain, too. Still coming off con. But yeah, that was really fun. That's a cool little game. You know, it doesn't take 8 minutes, but it takes more like 30. We were kind of joking about the title and stuff. So, but that's a fun little game. It's really cool. So those are the couple things I played in. Then the only other thing I want to mention is I did get a copy of D&D Attack Wing, but I have not had a chance to play it. I'm still plunking through the rules. Oh, that is so cool. I am so stoked that it's really neat. I mean, I don't really have any of the expansion stuff with it yet, but, you know, they didn't release a whole bunch, but, you know, they got some ground troop stuff. It comes, you know, with the three dragons, but it's got some really cool mechanics and some neat little twists and a bunch of really cool stuff in it that I really like that looks really interesting. Like, you know, you can't use the rangefinder to determine how far away something is. I mean, you can't do that in this one. Well, it kind of makes sense because I think, you know, if you think about X-Wing and you think about Attack Wing, you know, you're dealing with ships that have sensors and they would be able to determine the distance, correct? Well, you're dealing with, you know, dragons and, you know, elves and hobgoblins and stuff running around the ground, and they have to just kind of use their visual, you know, cues to figure out where it is. So you have to take some risks in that game to determine. And if you pick something and it's out of range, you blow the attack. You can't attack that turn. You can't like retarget to somebody else. So I think that's kind of cool. You know, it's got the flying and on the ground, and they got stuff for troops and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it looks really fun. And I think we'll talk about it on the calendar segment, but we're kind of shifting our X-Wing thing to that, I think. So I know a couple people in my game group have got it, so I'm really excited to bring that to the table. So anyway, that's about all that's been happening with me. It's a little more than I thought, but anyway. So why don't we talk about our little starter game segment?
Sure.
And Morgan, why don't you go ahead, and I'm going to throw it to you first.
Okay.
So what's yours?
So this was another Acquisition Disorder pickup, and it's been out for a while. It's been not so much accessible for a while, because this was actually the first time I'd seen it for sale. But I know it's been in the States, and that game is Machi Koro.
Okay.
I've been describing it to my friends who have played board games before as Settlers of Catan meets Dominion, kissed by Seven Wonders.
Right. Okay.
It's pretty much amazing. It takes all of the things I hate about Settlers of Catan and Dominion out.
Mm-hmm.
And leaves all of the stuff I can stand.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And I will tell you, this is absolutely my gateway game.
Okay.
If I'm going to play a board game
mm-hmm.
with someone who has never played a board game before,
right.
this one's going to be it.
Right.
Like, hands down, nothing beats this for me that's currently in my collection.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. So you're basically kind of saying that you think this is a better thing than, like, introducing somebody to Settlers of Catan, in other words.
Well, there's no real robber mechanic. And
right. Okay.
The one kind of mechanic that's a little bit like the robber is very, very limited, and mm-hmm. it's hard to permanently screw someone with it.
Okay.
Whereas the robber in Settlers, on your turn, he can dump half your hand.
Mm-hmm.
On somebody else's turn, they can lock you out of your resources for
mm-hmm.
however long it takes to
right.
roll another seven.
Exactly, exactly.
So, yeah, it's Settlers without the screw factor, it really is.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's a good recommendation. I haven't even played that, so I'm going to have to look into that one. Sounds good.
So, you know, last time I checked, for those of us who don't have a friendly local game store in your backyard, Cool Stuff Inc. had it in stock online.
Okay.
And I'm just going to tell you this right now. If you pick it up, go ahead and order the Harbor expansion, because
okay.
they've got the Harbor expansion on pre-order sale at like $13.49.
Okay.
And it's going to be impossible to find when it releases in December.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing to know.
Oh, and I didn't tell you kind of my best point about this. Price point on Machi Koro, $20.
Oh, wow. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's nice and cheap. It's a good gateway game, and it's got a nice price.
Absolutely.
Those are always good. That's always good. Yeah. So we don't mention that too much on the show, but, mm-hmm. you know. I think some of the games we've mentioned already, though, have been pretty reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not.
Yeah, we haven't really mentioned a $60 starter game yet.
No,
so.
I don't think that seems like a good thing to do with people.
Mm-mm.
Anyway.
Nope.
No, it doesn't. So, that's a cool choice. Like I said, I'm not even familiar with it, so I'm gonna have to look into that one.
You'll get hooked.
Okay. Well, that's not hard to do. Doesn't take much. Mine is gonna be Medici. I don't know if you've played that before. But
I am not. Tell
yeah,
me.
It's kind of cool. It's a bidding game, and it's pretty quick, but it's got some interesting little strategy. It's really easy to teach to people. Basically, it's a 2 to 6 player game. Probably plays in, I'd say, 30 minutes to an hour, kind of depending, you know, on what's going on there. But everybody basically gets a ship. And the object of the game is to try to fill your ship with goods. And everybody gets somewhat a chance to do that. And as soon as the ships are filled, then you start scoring points based on that. And then the ships can carry various goods. So the interesting mechanic with it is you get a bag of the goods. And on that person's turn, they can draw either one, two, or three of them out of the bag. And then they set them down, and then it starts to move around the table. And your victory points are also your currency. So you bid your victory points, which is lira, to buy either, you know, the one good that's there or in lots. Now, as you collect them, they accumulate through the game, you know, if you get more of whatever. So they have it's like cloth and dye and fur and grain and of these kinds of things. And as you keep collecting through they can keep accumulating, so you can score more points that way. You also get points because on the cards, they have a number on them from anywhere from 0 to 5. And that counts towards the weight of the ship. So the person with the heaviest ship, point-wise, and that doesn't count towards the scoring of the goods, they score points there. And then you also score points for the accumulated values of the goods that you have. So it turns into a really interesting bidding thing where you can pass, you can get them really cheap, or you can do something, well, you can see that person really, that would really help them. And when it comes to you, you could bid really high and make them really pay for it. You know, so you can do some kind of screw with you mechanics in a little bit. But it's really fun, that part of it, waiting. And there's one gold one in there that doesn't count for points as far as the goods portion of the tabulating dues, but it counts towards the weight of the ship. So sometimes you're waiting for that to come out of the bag. And so it's kind of interesting. Do I want to fill my ship up right at the beginning, or do I want to sit and wait? There's kind of a bunch of little strategies that go on there. So I think that's interesting. But you can't draw out any more tiles than what you could put in your own ship. So let's say, for example, each ship holds 6 goods. And if I've got, for example, no, it's 5. If I have 3 already in my ship, I can't pull out 3 tiles because I can't conceivably bid on it. I could only pull 2 maximum. So I could pull either 1 or 2. And so it goes around the table. So the person that draws gets to the last bid on it every turn. And so the people that, you know, they finish in last that round, they get to go first. So they got some good little things in there to catch up and stuff like that. And you only do this 3 times and then the game's over and it's just a total points wins. But it's a cool little fun little game. I really like it. And I think that's a good starter one. And it's not hard for people to get their head around, but it's got, I like that bidding mechanic, makes it quite fun. And it's all of a sudden pulls a ton of strategy into it. So, you know, it seems simple, but it's got a lot of complexity to it as well. But it's not hard for people to get their heads around it. I mean, I've showed it to some people that haven't played, and they usually like it. So that's one of my good ones. Anyway, so those are our starter games as we keep adding to our list that we haven't added to in a while. So do you got any more shout outs we could throw out here?
I'm not thinking of any. Do you have anything?
I'm going to throw one out here. It's kind of old and I meant to throw it out there, but I wanted to throw a shout out to Akizad, who I did see this weekend. Got to meet him in person. Aludra, she was also there. Makala and Cyrene from the AIE podcast. I was on that many, many weeks back now. It's episode 208 if anybody ever wants to listen to that. But I really want to thank them for having me on there. That was kind of fun. A little bit of a different thing for me. So anyway, I just wanted to throw a shout out to them. So anything else? Or should we head on into the calendar?
I say we bop right along into the calendar here.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, welcome to On the Calendar. These are what meetups are coming up and what we may be playing or doing. We'll do a quick rundown of our last meetups and what is coming up on Reno Area Tabletop.
All right. First things first, we've got Comet Kingdom Open Gaming Wednesday night, November 12th.
That's tonight! Hey. That's tonight. I'm going.
Oh, I guess we better get this done, haven't we?
No, we got time. So no worries.
Like 5 o'clock for you.
Then we've got, it's close. We got Comet Kingdom Open Gaming Saturday, November 15th.
Round Tabletop Games, November 13th.
We've got changing to D&D Attack Wing on November 21st. I think we're going to kind of do all the Attack Wing stuff on that night, but I think that's going to be the one we're doing right now.
We have Learn a New Board Game December 14th.
Then we got Traditional Game Night plus beer on November 28th.
And Board Game Blitz November 23rd.
Okay, so that's what we got coming up. So, Morgan, what con stuff do we got coming up? I've got one to add on there anyway.
The Kansas City Game Fair is coming up November 20th through 23rd. That is a Thursday through a Sunday, so four nights.
Oh, cool.
That will be at the Kansas City Airport Hilton. Still don't know if I'm going.
Okay.
I thought you were going. Well, there are three things that I need to be at that weekend. Oh. One is in Kansas City, one is in St. Louis that I'm getting ready to mention, and one is in Chicago.
Okay.
So, want to buy human cloning?
Do I want to? Oh, well, I suppose.
No, I do.
Oh, okay. I got you. I got it. A little slow on that one, but it took me a second.
Yeah, a little bit of trade chat there, you know.
Yeah.
But the second thing I alluded to, the thing in St. Louis, is actually something pretty darn cool. Greater Than Games is hosting the first ever Sentinels Tactics tournament at their warehouse.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, Christopher and the guys have been really promoting it, really getting everything ready for it.
Cool.
I'm super excited to see it, though I don't really know where I'm going to be that day. So.
Right. Oh, I got
you. So what have you got to add?
The only thing I've got to add, and I'm actually working this, is... boy, this thing rolled around really quickly, but we've got the Wizard World Comic Con coming up on November 21st through the 23rd at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. So that ought to be really cool. I'm actually working it on Saturday, so I think that's going to allow me to get into the thing, which is really cool. But, you know, they have... God, they got a ton of stuff going on with this thing. It's quite big. But just as a quick mention, some of the special guests include William Shatner.
Oh, hey.
Karen Gillian.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, from Doctor Who. And she was also in Guardians of the Galaxy Nebula. She's going to be there. So that's kind of cool. Jewel Strait from Firefly. They've even got, like, Billy D. Williams from Star Wars is going to be there. Adam West, Burt Ward, of Batman and Robin fame. Let's see. We've also got Michael Rooker from Guardians of the Galaxy as well. Wow, they got a lot of this. They've got people from The Walking Dead. I'm just trying to see some of the ones that I'm... Oh, Walter Koenig from Star Trek.
Wow.
Also for, you know, as a Chekhov. Oh, wow, there's some big name things. They've got some artists from the DC Universe, Masters of the Universe. What's his name? Pop Mahan is going to be there. An artist from Greg Horn from Marvel. War of Heroes. What else have they got? Michael Golden, Batman, Spider-Man, Hulk, X-Men, Daredevil, Star Wars, The Punisher. That's really cool. Yeah, so, wow, this is just a load of people. Oh, Lou Ferrigno is going to be there, who played the Incredible Hulk. So I'm just kind of going through this stuff. So, I mean, this is obviously, I got a little sidetracked there. I just don't know what to do. But they are going to have some gaming, which is really cool. So I think that's kind of where I'm going to be, you know, doing some stuff. And I'm assuming it's all kinds of stuff that's going on with that. So that's really cool. So that's coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend. So that'd be cool. Some kind of big name, big wig, big name, big wigs there. So that ought to be cool. And working it, it sounds like I'm going to get a badge and stuff to get in. So that ought to be cool. So we got a lot of cool stuff coming up. Anyway, why don't we head off into the pipeline then?
All right. Sound like a plan?
Unless we want to add anything else to the con stuff.
I got nothing.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, welcome to In the Pipeline. These are what new games are coming out and what may look good or not good for that matter. So, Morgan, what do we got kind of beginning here? Got a couple of them.
All right, yep. I was excited to see, launched on the 5th of November, Oddball Aeronauts launched their kind of sequel Kickstarter. It is double the trouble. It provides two new factions for Oddball Aeronauts, though I believe it has everything you need to basically play it as a standalone if you don't have the original. Oddball's a fun little game. It does live in my purse. It's one that's around with me most everywhere I go. It's really fun little, doesn't even need a surface, two-player game. Quick, light, plays in less than 15 minutes, easy to understand, and excellent.
Oh, cool. So. Sweet. Okay, what else do we got there? That's also
This one is not so much a board game, but this is a role-playing game that holds a special spot in my heart. The creators of Paranoia have actually launched a Kickstarter for a brand new edition.
Okay.
And for those of us who may not be as familiar with Paranoia, I'm just going to excerpt a piece from their Kickstarter page.
Mm-hmm.
Paranoia is a role-playing game set in a darkly humorous future. In Paranoia, a well-meaning but deranged computer desperately protects citizens of an underground warren from all sorts of real and imagined enemies. You play one of the computer's elite agents. Your job is to search out and destroy the enemies of the computer. Your worst fear is that the computer will discover that you are one of those enemies.
Wow. Okay. Sounds cool. That sounds cool.
It's hilarious. So, it's very much lighthearted, you know, it's not so much player death as it is you just have very short respawn timers RPG.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, it's definitely one to enjoy and one that I'm very excited to see coming back around for my generation.
Cool. Awesome. So, what do we got that's kind of ending here pretty quick, too, we might want to mention?
All right. Ending. Roll up. We have Operation Faust from Robert Burke Games. That will be ending in about 4 days as we record this.
Mm-hmm.
That is the World War II art heist game.
Okay, right.
That's actually, it uses actual pictures of the people that were involved in these events.
Mm-hmm.
And tells, for a board game, somewhat of a pretty darn cool, somewhat historical story.
Okay.
So.
All right.
We've also got Stockpile.
Mm-hmm.
Which Stockpile is the stock market game of insider trading.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really kind of neat setup for, well, people who actually like the sort of high-risk, high-reward games.
Mm-hmm.
Because you actually get pieces of insider information at the first of every round that influence how the round goes. And, of course, you're the only one who has it. Your opponents have their own information, so...
Right, okay.
But looks fascinating. I'm very impressed with what I've seen so far. They are about 6,000 shy of goal right now. They have 8 days to go, so they should make that. And that okay. game should be coming out okay. reasonably soon, so... Okay.
And I think we got one more there, don't we? Throw
All
something
right.
else. Got that Space Movers one, right?
Yep, something else into the mix with Space Movers here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think you're more familiar with this one than I am.
Yeah, I am. I was watching this the first time around. It launched, and then they've redone it, and this time it finally funded. So that's got 4 days to go. So it's a, it's a space game. Basically, what do we got here? It's a cooperative science fiction board game adventure.
Okay.
And so everybody's kind of on a ship. You're a crew member on it, and everybody's got different roles. And you're trying to complete a bunch of objectives to win the game, and you fly around all these planets and stuff. It's got some really cool artwork to it, I thought. It's got a very interesting mechanic. It comes with a comic book, which I thought was interesting. But one of the things I thought was really interesting in this game was – when you go to do die rolls for some of your abilities, when each person goes to roll the dice, you literally have – they've already rolled the dice. You have to roll your dice and you have to hit it. So it constantly changes. So it turns a really wild mechanic into the game. And I just like – it's like you could have something really good there and then the person that's with you is not really intending to mess with you, right? Or you're not trying to mess with your crewmates, but you inevitably do, which I thought was just really kind of bizarre. So I don't know. I think I'm going to get back in on this one. I thought it really looked cool the first time around. I was about to get on it. All of a sudden, I think it only ran like a week, and then it just – something happened, and they stopped funding it. And I was like, okay, well, what happened? And then, so they relaunched it. So, but this time it made it. So – that one's going to go to the table. So I think the only thing we want to mention, too, is Peptide funded from John Covey.
Congrats, John.
Yay.
So he's got his second game out at the table, and that just funded yesterday, as a matter of fact. So that's kind of a semi-sequel to the game Linked, or Linkage, excuse me. So I don't know why I keep calling it that, but Linkage instead of Linked. So anyway, anything else we want to throw in there?
I can't recall anything that I'm forgetting, obviously. So,
okay, folks, so a little bit of a change in the show this evening. We couldn't get some things lined up, and that stuff happened. So this is going to be a first episode when we do not have an interview, but those will return, I can assure you. We've got some people lined up. We just couldn't get it kind of worked out, but we wanted to get something out to you guys. So stay tuned. In our next episode, we will have somebody to talk to, and we'll talk about that then. So why don't, with that, why don't we just, we'll have to skip that and we'll just pop right into our beer segment. How does that sound like?
Your favorite.
Oh, yeah, of course. So welcome to the beer and game segment. This is what beer spirit goes goes good with a select game. God, I cannot talk tonight. What else is new, right? So the beer of the episode, which is going to go with our Back in the Vault segment, is going to be the Dragon Days Hemp Ale. Yeah, I'm sorry, Morgan's typing something to me and I'm trying to read it at the same time. Yeah, that sounds fine. This is, as everybody will see, is obviously has to do, this is a really cool brewery. I really like this Dragon Mead Microbrewery. They got a bunch of really cool beers here, but we're gonna go with their Dragon Days Hemp Ale, which is, it's a great deal of malt character, in part from the chocolate malt used in the brew. The Cascade hops give this beer a clean hop finish, but it's the roasted hemp seed that makes the flavor remarkable. Slightly roasty and nutty, Dragon Day's complexity is sure to amuse. So it looks like 4.3% alcohol in that thing, too. That's got a little bit of a kick, I'd say, to it. So anyway, so why don't we go here? And I think we're just going to throw one game at each other here tonight, folks. So we kind of decided on that. So
I'm not going to chuck it at his head, I promise.
Yeah, she's still going to smack the snot out of me here, I'm sure. But
go ahead and hit me with a game.
Okay, so I'm going to go with that new one. I'm going to go with D&D Attack Wing.
Ooh, D&D Attack Wing. All right. So this is obviously something a little bit combat-y, a little bit...
Yep, absolutely.
A little bit bold.
Oh, might be stumping her here. First time ever.
You think? You really
think?
Yeah,
maybe not. Probably not. It makes me speaking too soon.
I'm actually... Because I know when I play D&D, and I haven't had the good fortune to play the Attack Wing game yet, I know that I usually count on my my dice to do most of the talking for me. So I'm going to go with Stone Brewing Company's Lucky Bastard Ale.
Okay, there you go. I think that works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, your turn. Throw something at me.
Let's see here. Ooh. I know. Oh, I don't think you've gotten to play it yet, though.
Okay, that's right.
Say, I'm going to throw Evolution at you.
Evolution. Okay. Evolution. So we've got to do something. Something about animals, maybe. Something changing. I'm looking. I've got some stuff here. No, that's not the stuff works. I was hoping you'd throw something else at me. Oh, I've got some bunch of good stuff here. And of course I don't. Oh boy. What are we gonna do with this? Yeah, that's not as easy as you think. It's gotta be some biological thing, huh?
More than likely.
Let's see. What do we got here?
I hear you typing.
Yeah, I know. I'm having to cheat. This is bad. Oh, my gosh. Well, that wasn't good.
God, I don't know what I'm going to use here.
Evolving, changing. That doesn't work. I've got some here, but I just don't know how I can. Red Wing, raspberry, wheat beer. No, that doesn't work. Breath of the Dragon, bitter. I'm just shotgunning stuff, and you tell me when I should stop. Crooked Door Amber Ale. No, I don't know how that one's fitting.
Crooked Door, I don't know.
This is bad. Oh, it is. It's really bad. Dragon Slayer All Bitter. No. Oh, I don't know. Dead Monk Abbey Ale. No, that's... I don't know, folks. I don't know what I can do with this one. What would you throw at that, Morgan? I'm going to concede this, I think.
You're going to concede the point on this?
Yes,
one?
I think so, because I don't know what I can throw at this. What would you use? She's going to get double points.
Oh, double points tonight.
Yes.
Wait, what do I get for my points?
What do you get for your points? You get a cookie.
Mm-hmm. A cookie? What kind of a cookie?
I don't know. Whatever you want.
Now, let's see here. You're right that we need something kind of animal-y.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, one of the original evolution had camouflage and then had keen vision.
Okay.
But now they've kind of lumped that sort of thing into intelligence as the trait that lets you get around the evasive.
Right.
Did you figure something out?
Yep. I was going to go with one of them here, but it's stretching a little bit, but I think it'll work. We've got that. We have the Great Basin Brewing Company here, and their signature beer, which is my state fossil, and it really does have to do with evolution, is the Ichthyosaur Pale Ale.
See? You got it. You didn't actually need my help.
No, I just totally took a... My brain just shut off there momentarily, like it always does, when I'm really trying to think really hard. Took a little longer than it was, I think, meant to do, but anyway... Okay, so I think I've taken enough of a drumming on this. I don't think I could do any more games the way that things are going here. So why do you say we head into our last segment for back into the vault? What do you say?
You do realize those goblins are demanding workers' compensation. The last time they pulled the door, one stubbed his toe.
Yes, he did. So I've paid him. I put a Band-Aid on his foot. You guys, get over here. Let's get this door open for us, please. I know. If you drop it on the other guy, I've got to pay for him too. I understand that. Okay.
So No.
No.
If he drops it on the other guy, they were both fired a minute before it happened.
Yeah, that's true. What's wrong with you guys? Jeez. Okay, so welcome to Back in the Vault. This is our discussion. Look back at old games. They may still be around and those out of print. So on this episode, we're going to take a look back at the game Dungeon, which was a really cool one for me. So it's got a lot of nostalgic stuff
associated. Oh, we're getting all misty-eyed.
Not really, but one game we really had fun with. It's kind of goofy, and I don't have a copy of this anymore. They've actually redone it, and you can still get it. But anyway, I thought it was kind of cool. So why don't we do a little synopsis of what this game is anyway?
All right. In many ways, Dungeon is similar to Dungeons & Dragons, although much simplified and transformed into a board game. Players explore a dungeon that is divided into levels of increasing difficulty, fighting monsters for valuable treasure.
And as players venture deeper into the dungeon, the monsters become more difficult and the treasure more valuable. Several character classes each have slightly different fighting abilities, most notably the wizard who can cast spells. Go figure.
Combat is simulated using dice. Players roll the dice to attack a monster, and if unsuccessful, the dice are then rolled to determine the effect of the monster's counterattack. The winner is the first player to bring a certain amount of treasure back to the dungeon's entrance.
Yep, kind of simple. You know, not a lot to it, but for us, this is one of those, you know, first into the fantasy kind of thing that we thought was really cool, you know, and I just like to have it basically for the nostalgic. But it's actually... It's not bad, and I mean, if you wanted to introduce somebody to kind of fantasy gaming, I don't think this is too bad of a one to get into, because it's not really hard to understand. It's kind of simple, and you know. And then we got into more complicated stuff, and it was like, you know, it kind of lost its luster. But I really like to have the original one because it's obviously, you know, changed a little bit. So let's look a little bit of reviews of this as well. So this is basically a game of getting loot and making out of the dungeon with enough of it to win the game before the other players do. Your hero enters a room, fights a monster, and if your hero wins, you get a treasure. When you have enough treasure to win the game, you must head back to the entrance and make it there alive, so stuff can attack you on the way.
The premise of Dungeon is the original premise of Dungeons & Dragons. Four murdering hobos wander into a dungeon, grab as much treasure as they can by killing as many monsters as they can, and then escape back home with it all. The dungeon has a neat order to it, with increasingly difficult levels of monsters, 6 in total, and correspondingly higher treasure rewards. Some treasure includes magic swords that give the bonus to attackers, while others allow the players to see what monster lurks in the nearby room.
Okay, so the original dungeon game had four classes, an elf, a hero, a superhero, and a wizard, corresponding to the original chainmail war game. Yes, kids, back then we had heroes and superheroes as classes. The 1980s version I'm more familiar with was retooled to match basic Dungeons & Dragons, which was a dwarf, an elf, a paladin, a thief, a warrior, and a wizard. And this is the one I'm really familiar with. So perhaps it's no surprise that the latest version has a cleric, a fighter, a rogue, and wizard classes.
And I also played the old 80s version. This is a good rendition of it. It's just as fun for two players as it is for more, and it's super simple to learn. The build quality is mostly good, but the individual player tokens in the cards are a little subpar. That said, the price is low, and the build quality of the board and the rest of the tokens are great, what you might expect from your average Euro game. Also, the play, for two players anyway, is quite quick, so it's easy to play when you don't want to get heavily involved. Our first two-player game was roughly 30 to 45 minutes, and we've had games in as little as 15 to 20.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a, like I said, it's kind of a good little simple whatever. If you want to do some fantasy stuff, like I said, it might be kind of simplistic and stuff, but it's kind of cool. And I'm kind of glad you can still get it. And so I was kind of tickled when I was digging around trying to find it, because I was trying to remember what the heck the name of it was, and somebody mentioned it to me, and I did get a little teary-eyed there, I guess. And somebody mentioned like, oh, Dungeon, yeah, I remember that one. Oh, gosh, what the heck happened to that? And it was one that I didn't have. And just as to kind of go into a little segue of that, this just kind of reminded me of a game that I played that kind of reminded me of this. Have you played Claustrophobia?
I'm not.
Oh, that's cool. So it's a two-player dungeon crawl game, and this game kind of reminds me of it. Of course, Claustrophobia has got a lot more to it, but it's got some really neat, really cool little figurines, and you know, they got these little scenarios, and you know, one guy plays the monsters and one guy plays the heroes, and they, you know, they got different victory conditions and stuff, but I thought that was really quite fun. That's a good game. Just too bad it's a two-player, which, you know, how many situations are you in where you really play two-player games? But it's good to have a few of those around, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know about you, but my experience with a lot of the two-player games that are out there, there's a lot of fantastic two-player games out there. I mean, there's a lot of really good solid ones. You just don't get a chance to play them much because you usually have more people than that. So I wish they maybe would do something more with that. So anyway, anything else you want to add with that, Morgan?
I got nothing.
Okay, sounds good. So why don't we go ahead and wrap up the show? It's kind of quick tonight, folks, but we wanted to get you some stuff and let everybody know we're still alive and kicking.
Alive.
Yeah, we're breathing and respiring.
Above room temperature.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not reptiles or anything like that. Okay, so thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for our next show with more game talk, beer, and of course interviews again. And Morgan, where can people contact us?
You can contact us via email at boardgamesandbeerpodcast@gmail.com.
And on Twitter, we are at @BGBpodcast_game.
And on the web, we're at bgbpodcast.com.
And that also will show our show notes, links to our email and Twitter. Once again, those can also be found there. And we can also be found on iTunes and Stitcher. And Morgan, where can people find you on the interwebs?
If you are looking for me personally, you can find me on Twitter as @GiveAGeekAGame. You can also find me at www.ifyougiveageekagame.com or ifyougiveageekagame@gmail.com via email.
Awesome. Sweet. So anything else you want to add before we roll on out of here?
I think we got this.
Okay, sounds good.
You have a board game night to get to.
Yeah, that's all right. I still got time. So anyway, folks, we'll keep you updated on the Twitter and let you know when our next one's coming out. But we'll have another show out here soon. So it's good to get back in the saddle, I guess. So anyway, until our next episode, I'll see you next time, Morgan. Good night.
Take care.